Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Carrie L'Esperance, who is the author of The Seasonal Detox Diet, Remedies from the Ancient Cook Fire. Carrie is an iridologist and develops health programs for individuals. She's the founding director of Women for Wellness in the San Francisco Bay Area. We'll see if she's still doing that. And basically has educated herself in the culinary arts, fasting, and the health benefits of regular cleansing. And I like the book because it was paired with the Chinese different, the wood, metal, that system, with the time of year and then the organs that were to be cleansed. And that to me makes a lot of sense. I had, as a Sagittarius, I have weaker lungs, so I really can appreciate what she said about having that system attended to in the fall. Anyway, thanks for joining us today, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco today.
Great.
Beautiful day, beautiful weather, springtime.
Well, that's great. So are you still the director of Women for Wellness?
Women for Wellness was a beginning project that I did years ago, and that is no longer my project. It's morphed into a healing retreat that I'm developing in Northern California. It's a nature reserve that teaches people how to live sustainably and just do little retreats, you know, detox retreats and workshops, and they can come and have an iridology reading if they'd like, and or just rest and have, you know, wonderful foods that are grown on the land and a nice outdoor massage. I have an outdoor classroom there and herbal baths and things like that. So it's developed into something that's a little more, I guess the project has been a work in progress for the past 13 years. Mm-hmm. So it's my baby right now.
Well, I think probably a lot of people would be attracted to that because it can be very difficult to really get everything together and do a fast in the middle of a busy life. You know, it's a lot more difficult than if you go somewhere else and do the fast, would seem to me.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people say that, you know, that they would like just to go somewhere and be guided and be taken care of, and there are a lot of places that do that, but you know, they're all different, and I think that it's also just as easy to do it yourself if you put it on your calendar and treat it like you would a stay in a hospital. I find that most people that try to do the detoxes on their own don't take it seriously enough, and they'll get called by friends to go out, or they get distracted and they start going shopping and they're gone all day. So you really have to take it seriously like you would, you know, a stay in the hospital, and it's a way of self-nurturing. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money or take a lot of time, but you do have to be ready for it, and you have to prepare your mind for it. You have to shop, and you have to know what you want to do and what you want to focus on. For example, you were saying how your lungs are weaker. Everyone has their own issues. Every person is biochemically unique, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to my clients is, you are your own best guardian. You are the one who knows what you feel like, what your issues are, what your weaknesses are, and you can choose a detox or you know, a cleanse to support and help strengthen certain areas of the body. And that's what's wonderful about the Chinese system, is that it's called the five element system, and in the five element system, two interrelated organs get stimulated to cleanse in each season. For example, in the springtime, it's the liver and the gallbladder. So you could focus your diet on foods that help to cleanse the liver and the gallbladder, simply by observing the foods that are available in the spring, which are the spring greens and the bulbs, the root vegetables that are still in season, the herbs that are coming in, and just the different things that grow in the area that you live in are you know, just personal guide. It's the way that nature guides us as to what our bodies need in the seasons, depending on where we live. So that is, I think that makes it easier for people to choose foods also. And in the five element theory, you can either eat to cleanse these organs or you could do a detox. So if you wanted to do a serious liver and gallbladder detox, these are listed in the book, and these are classic detoxes that have been used empirically for many years over time, and they're time-tested and proven. So, you know, if you don't have time to go to a retreat or even do your own detox at home, you're too busy, or, you know, you can eat to cleanse these organs for the mm-hmm. spring.
Now, one of the things that you're talking about in here is starting something a couple of weeks before the spring equinox. Do you know when the equinox is this year?
Well, the equinox already passed. It was.
Did it?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, it's usually.
I was wondering when it was.
Yeah, you know, it's usually around March the 21st, 22nd.
And, okay.
You know, for a lot of people, it's still really cold that time of year, depending on where people mm-hmm. live.
Right.
You know, and
sometimes it snows. You know.
Oftentimes,
in Georgia,
I feel that
it snows then.
Those are times when they're just symbolic times, and I found mm-hmm. this year that the spring equinox, I didn't really feel like doing a detox at the equinox time, but about mm-hmm. a week and a half or 2 weeks after the equinox, I my body just naturally went into a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cold, which I rarely get. And my body just said, you know, this is how we're going to do it this year. And
<Right.
laughs> I think when you get a cold or you get sick around the change of the seasons, that can mm-hmm. be the body's natural way of detoxing also and cleansing. And unfortunately, most people, their first instinct is to suppress it,
right.
to take... you know, maybe they think it's an allergy, or maybe they think that, you know, it's not okay to have a temperature, or they want to stop the nasal flow. And that's one mm. of the I think, worst things that a person could do is try to
mm-hmm.
use
take a pill
suppression to mm-hmm. stop the body from doing what it naturally does. The body it has its own wisdom. And mm-hmm. we tend to think that we know better with our minds and, you know, we want to interfere. So my advice is that if you get sick around the change of the seasons, ride it through. Support your body mm-hmm. with medicinal strength herbal teas. Support your body with seasonal foods and light foods. Usually when people get sick, they don't really have an urge to eat. Well, that happens to animals, too, and that's your body's natural way of saying, no, we need a break. Give us a break. It takes up to 80% of our energy to digest one meal. So mm-hmm. when you don't want to eat and you're not feeling well, you shouldn't eat, and you should support your body with things like garlic and ginger and teas and you know, light foods like greens and soups, things that are easy to digest, and juices. And so that actually sometimes the body forces us to do a detox, whether we want to or not. It's not always a choice. But if we are wise and allow our bodies to show us what it needs, follow it, ride it out, it might not be pleasant, but, you know, it's a good reason to take some time off work, too.
Right.
So, you know, I really... I think that we need to take the time when we need it. And sometimes people don't know when they need a break. Sometimes people, like you said, you know, they get distracted and they're very busy. And the body will talk to you and say, okay,
it'll
time
land
out.
In the bed.
Exactly. Yeah. To the bed ye.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, I've had a cancer clinic here since 1999, and a fair number of cancer patients say they never get colds, which is interesting.
Oh, you know, that is interesting. And one of the interesting things about getting a cold or getting sick is that the body is strong enough to throw off whatever it is that, you know, it's ready to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people that have, you know, issues with cancers and different immune disease issues, their, let's just call it, their electromagnetic frequency is very, very low, and the body
mm-hmm.
doesn't really have the strength
to throw
yeah. off whatever it is that it's
mm-hmm.
making it weak. And so that is interesting to hear that most cancer patients don't get sick. I tell people that it's a good thing when you get sick, and it's your body's way of rebalancing. So
mm-hmm.
if you don't get sick, it also may mean that you're very healthy. However, if you feel weak and if you don't have good energy, it's usually because you need to support your immune system. And that's
right.
mainly what you always want to focus on with your diet and with even doing a detox. You want to support your immune system at all times. And that's why in a lot of the recipes that I give, I'll have people grind up flaxseed and add it, you know, to the detox formula, or you know, whey powder or olive oil, garlic, things like that that are supportive to the immune system. And that's one of the things that I try to keep in mind all the time when I cook. And one of the things that really helps the immune system that I try to encourage people to make is salad dressings for themselves. Most
mm-hmm.
salad dressings that you buy have been on the shelf for a long time. And the oils that are in those salad dressings are usually not the proper oils for the body. And the fats and the carbohydrates are actually a very important part of supporting the immune system, because whole grains, really the fiber in them, help to keep the elimination moving through the body, the toxins moving out. And then fats are excellent to support the immune system, the omega-3, 6, 9 fats, like in flax and nuts and fresh, you know. Most people don't know that when a nut is out of its shell for more than 10 days, it goes rancid, the fats in the nut. So I mm-hmm. encourage people to buy nuts in their shell and crack them
mm-hmm.
and eat them fresh, and buy whole
right.
grains and grind them fresh when you're ready to eat them, or when you're ready to bake. It's so
right.
easy to do. You just keep your grains and your oils in the fridge, and your nuts and everything. You can keep them in the freezer, the fridge, and
mm-hmm.
that way it's much easier to support your immune system with very little effort, really.
Well, that's
so
good advice.
Yeah. And I, you know, once you get used to doing things, that's one thing that the detoxing does, is it really helps you to, in the book I give the recipes to detox the different organs and the different seasons, and then after
mm-hmm.
that I give the springtide fare or the summertide or autumntide, you know, fare, you know, just to teach people how to use those foods. And you know, most people think, oh, you know, I'm going to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I don't want it to eat healthy because it doesn't taste good. So that was my goal with this book, was to really inspire people and show them how really good food tastes. And, you know, give them a lot of great recipes. All these recipes are my own, and they're tested, and I tested them on friends, and I used myself as a guinea pig for years to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to support the recipes in this book. And this book was 25 years of research and 5 years to write.
Great.
I've been told that this book is the best of its kind out there. It was the book that started the whole detox craze and has mm-hmm. made it into a billion-dollar business because this book was way ahead of its time. And when I first wrote it, there was nothing else out there like it. I pulled a lot of things out of obscurity and updated it and improved on, you know, what was already out there but very dated. Much of what I drew from was very old, and a lot of the ingredients you couldn't even find anymore. And some of the, you know, these cleanses were not that pleasant, and they didn't, you know, they didn't really taste that good. And I thought, well, nobody's going to want to do this unless it's pleasant, unless it's palatable. Mm-hmm. So that was also my goal, was to make it appealing to people and, you know, make it also harmonize with the seasons so that people would learn prevention. And mm-hmm. what I learned was that all of the oldest healing systems in the world are based on preventative medicine, and they all use foods, herbs, and detoxing as their main way of keeping balanced and maintaining health. And I know for a fact that if I had not taken responsibility for my own health at a very young age in my 20s, I would be a very different person than I am right now. I recently injured my left ankle, and I hadn't been to the doctor in probably 20 years, and so it was a good way for me to kind of get a feel for what was going on, and they said, you know, you have the blood pressure of a teenager, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me except for my injured ankle, which I was delighted to hear. And also, just when they were doing the x-rays, the nurse was told to go out and find, you know, this woman named Carrie Lesperance, who was 55 years old. And I was waiting and waiting, and she came out into the room, and she looked around, and she left, and then she came back out, and she said, "Are you Carrie?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Oh, I was looking for a 55-year-old woman. You don't look anywhere near that age." She goes, "Girl, you're looking good." And I got such a kick out of it. And then the other day I was in the store, and this young man said to me, "Hello, miss." And I said, "Hello." And he kept calling me miss, miss, miss. And then there was another gal that came up, and she was going to relieve him. And I said, "He thinks that I'm a miss, but I'm 55. And he said, "You don't look a day over 25, miss." And it was just so, it was wonderful. Yeah. You know, and people tell me all the time, you know, like, "What do you do for your skin? Like, what do you use on your skin? Mm-hmm. Your skin is so beautiful." And I say, you know, I've tried a lot of things on my skin, and I use pretty much organic jojoba oil and just natural things. But the most important thing that I do for my skin is I detox. I detox my body. And so, you know, when your blood is clean, when your organs are clean, you don't have that constipation of the blood, of the liver, of the gallbladder, of the lungs. And your body just, you run better all the way around. Your brain works better. Your energy is better. You look younger. You can do more. You're more pleasant. You're more patient. And it just is so beneficial in every way. And you can never really know how beneficial it is until you try it for yourself. When I was in my mid to late 20s, I had allergies so badly that I had to walk around with a Kleenex box all the time. And I was kind of surprised because I thought I was, you know, pretty healthy and that I had a pretty good diet. But then I was reading in Dr. Walker's book on juicing. Dr. Walker worked with all the celebrities in Hollywood for many years. He's now, of course, passed on. But his book, you know, on juicing had one small paragraph in it that said, "As much as you put good food in the body, if the body is dirty, all the good food that you eat will not do you any good unless the body is clean. So if you detox the body and then eat good foods and put your money into supporting the body after detoxing, you'll get so much more mileage out of the effort that you put into your diet. And even if your diet's good, you need to detox, because I know vegetarians that have died of colon cancer. So that's one aspect of the idea that it's not just the diet, it's also the detoxing and it's the cleansing. If you can imagine not taking a shower for, you know, how whatever age you are, 25 or 35 or 45 or 55 or whatever, but you use good, you know, maybe you use like good moisturizers or something, or you find a way to clean your body, but you've never really taken a shower. That's kind of the way it is inside your body. You may have a good diet, but still, there's natural things that build up in the body. There's natural eliminative toxins that build up in the body, and the body's natural way of cleansing is actually getting sick, getting a cold, creating that temperature to heat up all that catarrh, the constipation, and the organs and the lungs, and you know the brain and the sinuses and the respiratory system and the colon. And, you know, all that is naturally cleansed by getting sick. But the detoxes go one step further in that you're actually supporting the body in doing that. And oftentimes when people get sick, they don't even eat very well. A friend of mine, her daughter got sick, and they were visiting San Francisco, and she was sitting in the back seat of the car while we were sightseeing eating chocolate. And she was really, really sick and said, "Why are you eating chocolate when you're so sick?" You know, so that's one of the things that the detoxing does for people, is when their diet isn't so great, if anything, it just helps them to stop doing bad habits. You know, diet soda, you know, fried foods, snack foods, you know, anything that they're doing that isn't the greatest, even coffee and alcohol, sugar, things like that are all cut out during a detox. So at the very least, it gives the body a chance to just take a break and to rebalance the pH in the blood and, you know, just get rid of some things that might be hanging around for a little bit too long.
Yeah, well, as I told you earlier, I do the Master Cleanse Fast, and that's good because there's some sugar in it and the maple syrup, so you don't get hypoglycemic. Because, like, I'm doing surgery, and so you
right.
can't get dizzy and fall over. So,
do you find that you can do surgery while you're on a fast? Is that?
Yeah, I have to. That's my job, you know.
And you never get to take a break from your work.
Well, I mean, I go on vacation, but no, I mean, if I'm fasting, I'm working. But it's
interesting.
It's
and how
is
your energy when you're fasting, working?
It goes way up, extremely high.
And I've talked to a lot of people that say that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And, you know,
yeah, there's no problem working on it. You just have to, you know, make sure you stay hydrated. You know, you if you're in surgery for a long period of time, that's, you know, a problem. You've got to make sure you catch up, because you don't want to get dehydrated and you don't want your sugar level, your glucose level to drop.
Right. And there's a lot of natural sugars in most of the juices, too, of the fast.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, the vegetable and fruit juices, there's a lot of natural sugars. So all of the fasts that are in the book require some sort of food or drink. In fact, you know, fasting on nothing or just water has never really been recommended for people in modern times, just because the toxins in the body need something, you know, to help get them, you know, out of the body and carry them out of the body. So the foods and the juices help to do that. And I notice that when people take vacations, they go somewhere, they're busy, but I think a real vacation is taking time out for yourself and focusing on, you know, doing a detox. And you can still enjoy yourself during a vacation, but to me, a real vacation is just taking the time for yourself and taking the time to do prevention so that you can be healthy for, you know, for when you have to go back to work, and so that you can enjoy your life in general,
right,
and not be overwhelmed.
Yeah, I did a 7-day water fast. Actually, I was in Sedona, and it was the only time I ever did a straight water fast. And I had my kidneys hurt, you know, when they swell.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that happened, and that doesn't happen on the Master Cleanser fast at all. So you're right.
Yeah,
you get
symptoms
and a little bit of a headache.
Mm-hmm.
So a water fast is much more brutal. So, but
right.
I did one for 7 days, and you get over the symptoms. I mean, the symptoms come on about day 3. And they last
right.
about 24 hours, and then they, you know, they go on through it. As you said in your book about your symptoms, it clears out. And then your energy is incredibly high.
Yes, and if you can just ride through that, you know, just get through it,
mm-hmm.
because everybody's symptoms are going to be a little different. And most of the time, any kind of discomfort, people just are, you know, they're uncomfortable with it, and they think, oh, what's wrong? But
mm-hmm.
As you know, you kind of just, you just have to have faith in the process of your own natural system, and trust that your body has the wisdom to know what it's doing, and not to be afraid of getting a really bad headache. I know the first detox that I did in my 20s, I had a terrible migraine headache for about 3 days, and it was pretty bad. And I just intuitively knew that I just was going to rest and ride it out and support myself. And by the end of it, I felt like I was reborn. It was so, like you said, it was just amazing. And I have found that if I try to suppress, over the years, I have gotten a migraine headache or two during times of stress. And there was one time that I took something to stop it because I didn't have a choice. And my body didn't feel like it had a chance to work through it and release itself the way that it did when I would ride it through. So I think that there's a lot to be said for trusting the body's natural processes, and even for people that have had surgery, a fast or a detox is an excellent way to recover. It allows the body to rest and to be nutritionally supported also.
Mm-hmm.
So how are... go ahead.
Well, we talked about spring, which we're in
yes.
now, and spring cleaning is important. And let's see. Did we talk about, we talked about the liver and the gallbladder. And do you want to give a little bit more information about the liver and gallbladder cleanses? And then we can go on and mention summer and autumn and winter, because that's the four seasons.
Sure. Well, the liver and the gallbladder work together, and in this book, it teaches you about how that happens. So what I like to do is I like to teach people the how and the why of things. So there's a cleanse for the gallstone cleanse in the spring cleaning section of the book, and then there's Edgar Cayce's apple diet, which is, apples are considered a universal food, and they're used in many cleanses. They can be, you know, this cleanse, the apple cleanse, is basically if you just eat apples, even just for one day, just one food for one day, and it's very energizing. And then there's the lemonade diet, which is the one that you did. It's the one based on the Master Cleanse recipe developed in the United States by Stanley Burroughs. And it's a simple cleanse with just pure water and lemon juice and cayenne pepper and maple syrup. And that one is very stimulating. It dissolves congestion in any part of the body, and it cleanses the whole digestive system, including the kidneys, the liver, and the gallbladder. And it right up to the glands and the cells in the body. And it'll also eliminate hardened material in the joints and muscles. And then it also relieves pressure and irritation in the nerves, the arteries, and the blood vessels. And it just in generally builds a healthy bloodstream. It also provides elasticity to the tissues, and that's regardless of, you know, age. So that's part of keeping the youthful appearance that so many people are striving to do. And you can do that internally and externally. So there's herbal teas for spring fasting, and there's a liver flush, there's a seed tea, there's a liver and pancreas stimulant. And many of these recipes for the gallbladder are Amish recipes that have been used for many, many years. And, of course, dandelion is one of our old standbys. This is a folk medicine remedy, dandelion for the liver and the gallbladder. And so there's a variety of cleanses that people can use. There's an olive oil cocktail to break up gallstones in the gallbladder and the liver. And so you can choose whichever one of these you feel like is palatable, you know, to you. And so there's a variety of things to try. And then after that, there's basically the best spring foods, the springtime tide fare, that just encourages people to eat the beneficial foods in spring for the liver and gallbladder, whether they decide to cleanse or not. But they're basically things that are in season, and this would depend on where you're at. But, you know, oranges and limes, grapefruit, lemons, the vegetables that come in the spring, such as asparagus, and the beets are still there in the spring, and the sprouts especially. The dandelion, chickweed, chicory, miner's lettuce is a wonderful spring food that grows in many places, and most people don't, maybe they don't know what it is or what it looks like, but it grows pretty much everywhere, wild even. Mm. So any spring greens that are in your area that grow wild are fair game for beneficial spring salads, parsley, cabbage, cauliflower, things like that. Spring grains are wonderful, like quinoa, nice and light, whole protein food, wheat, millet, and rye. I have heard a lot of whole grain bashing lately. Whole grains are one of the most important foods to tone the intestinal system and get things moving. So if you stick with organic grains, you can't go wrong. Many of the grains are being grown now. They're genetically engineered. You definitely want to steer clear of those genetically engineered corns. We're working on having labeling in California, and many states are for genetically engineered grains. But don't believe many of the stories that you hear, because there's no hard and fast fact about any food. It's the hard fast fact about any food is how it's grown, where it comes from, and that should only concern. You know, is it organic? Has it been processed properly? Is it in its most natural form? If it is, then it's pretty much going to be healthy for anyone to eat, unless you have an allergy. And then, you know, going on to summertime, a lot of people eat and do things that really affect the heart in the summer. The heart is, and the small intestines are the two interrelated organs that get stimulated to cleanse in the summer. Ice cream is one of the most stressful things for the heart in the summer. And meats, heavier meats and dairy, those are stressful for the small intestine. And the foods that are cleansing for the small intestine and the heart for the summer are the foods that are pretty much available that grow. So those are, you know, the fruits and the vegetables and the whole grains and the seeds and the nuts. Those are the best summer foods. So you want to kind of steer clear of the heavier foods and give the heart a break in the summertime. And so there's a lot of ways to do that, you know. Smoothies are a great summer food. And there's an intestinal broom powder recipe for the small intestine. There's a brown rice and lentil food combination to cleanse and tone the small intestine. There's a summer blood cleanser recipe that's based on just basically seasonal fruit for breakfast and then a salad for lunch, and then for dinner just vegetable purees and herbs and, you know, rice and vegetables and herbal teas, things like that. That's a lovely summer cleanse. And then there's things like, you know, smoothies and breakfast seed cereals, and there's a beautiful cleanse of the Seneca Indian Summer Cleansing Diet. That's a really simple cleanse, and it's a variety. The first day, you just eat any fruits that are available in your area in the summer, such as berries, watermelon, peaches, cherries, apricots. No bananas, but any kind of fruit that's in your area. And then day two, herbal teas, it's a tea fest for day two, all kinds of herbal teas. And day three is all the vegetables you want, steamed, raw, roasted, and baked, wonderful for summertime. And then day four, you just prepare a big pot of vegetable soup and use everything that you didn't use up during your third day. And you put that all together so that's your, you know, four-day cleanse. And depending on how many days you want to fast or cleanse the body is up to you. You know, if you feel great, keep going. If you feel weak, well, add some other heavier foods, and the heart and the small intestine get cleansed. The simpler the diet is during summertime. So as we go on into Fall is one of the most important times to cleanse. The two interrelated organs that get stimulated to cleanse in the fall are the lungs and the large intestine. I should say that in the book there are some late summer foods because, you know, it kind of prepares the body for fall. And that's kind of more of a simple way to go into fall if you want to do a late fall cleanse that'll help segue into autumn. And the lungs and the large intestine are very well covered in the seasonal detox diet. These are two very, very important organs, and the autumn time is the time that they get stimulated to cleanse, and they are probably the two most important organs in the body to clear up for winter time, just because when people get winter colds, the sinuses and the large intestine will be the venues that will be that the toxins will be going through. So garlic is a really important herb for the lungs and the large intestine. Grapes are a great way to cleanse in the fall. There's herbs for skin cancer and sunburn in this section because the lungs are very closely connected with the skin, as is the large intestine. So when people have issues with their skin, I always say, what are you doing? You know, what's happening with your lungs? What's happening with your large intestine? consider cleansing those organs when you have skin issues. Probably the most powerful cleanse in this book is the cleanse for the large intestine. It's the first one that I ever did, and it was a life changer. I had allergies, and after I did a cleanse for the colon, I had to do it twice, even though I was in my 20s. The buildup in the colon was so hard that it wasn't very easy to get it out, and so I had to do it twice. But then the second time was just like being reborn, and I've never had allergies since. So this is a super powerful cleanse, and this is one cleanse that I totally recommend that you do when you have some time, because it does require that you have 5 cleansing drinks 3 hours apart during the course of day, and then in between you have lots of herbal teas and juices to hydrate the brooming powder that you use to cleanse the large intestine. So, and this one also requires that you do what I call internal baths. Those are the enemas and the colonics that help support. You know, if you can imagine, let's say that you loosen the lining in the large intestine that holds a lot of the old toxins, the parasites, things like that, that build up the polyps, the pockets that get filled up. Those things get loosened up with the cleansing drinks, and imagine like it's like a jello mold because you're not eating any solid food. And so the internal baths help, like if you were trying to get the jello out of the mold, that's what the internal baths do. They help to loosen all that and help it to carry it out of the body. And this is one of the most dramatic cleanses because I don't know if you've ever done a cleanse for the colon or large intestine, but you can actually see the fruits of your labor. It comes out in long rubbery ropes that can be just amazing to see what's inside your body. And you take a look at that and you say, my God, that was inside of me. I was walking around with that. So it's fascinating to see, you know, how clean you can get and how amazing you feel afterward. And so one of the most important things to do after you get the lining out is to reestablish the good bacteria. And you can do that through inserting raw goat's milk yogurt diluted with water, and you can take that to your colon therapist and have them put that in. And you also, you know, should have some sort of good bacteria orally for about 30 days through yogurt or other drinks that are geared to reestablish good bacteria. Once you do that, your body begins to manufacture its own vitamins and it functions optimally. And so then the foods that you do eat are very important, and the body is able to utilize those foods so much more efficiently. And then, of course, once the colon is cleansed, it's a perfect time to tone it with whole grain foods. And most people find that once they do a colon cleanse, that their bodies will work much better. If you've been constipated or if you have issues around elimination, people completely are able to turn that right around, and the skin becomes much more glowing. It's smooth. It's colorful. The energy improves tenfold, twentyfold. You're patient and you're calm, you're cool, you're collected, and the whole frequency around the energy body changes. So the colon cleanse, I think, is one of the most important cleanses to do first, because it opens up the body for all the other cleanses, for the toxins to flow out more easily. And then for the wintertime is definitely the most difficult time for most people to detox, because the body needs heavier foods in the wintertime to support and to keep itself warm during cold weather. So the kidneys and the bladder are the two organs that deal with water in the wintertime. So the wintertime, we focus on the bladder and the kidneys. And there's just what I recommend that people do is add medicinal strength herbal teas to their diet during the wintertime to support the kidneys and the bladder. And oftentimes I find that people do get things like kidney stones, or they'll get a kidney infection. They'll get bladder infections in the wintertime. And I find it interesting that the body finds a way to release these things or to show that it needs help in the wintertime through, you know, releasing stones and just getting infected in general. Beet juice is good for the kidneys and bladder. It's one of the great root vegetables that is available in the wintertime, as well as like potatoes for the wintertime. There's a potato fest, potato water, and these also help the adrenal glands, adrenal stress. There's a fatigue fast for adrenal exhaustion that you use alfalfa seeds, and you basically use sunflower seeds and dates and things like that that restore energy for the adrenal exhaustion in people. Good foods for the adrenal glands are vitamin C, egg yolks, and lecithin. These also help the brain. They help to detox the body. So in the wintertime, we can add more meats, more dairy. We can add heavier foods, but you also want to look at the kinds of foods that are available in your area for wintertime. And you can have, denser foods, the root vegetables, the squashes, the pumpkins. And then, of course, stick with your whole grains and your game. And then, legumes are also good for wintertime. Any kind of salads, any kind of herbs that you can have are great any time of year. And I add more, chicken and fish to the diet in the wintertime, wild rice, bean dishes, soups, things like that. So I try to give a very well-rounded education for people in any season, for any organ, for any issue. And then we like to encourage people to treat themselves well by using, massage and baths, things like that. They all go with detoxing. And treating yourself well, it's a great way to live.
Yeah, I see a lot of women with chemical toxicity from silicone breast implants, and we use a liquid needle body soak that helps get the silicone out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that people are up against today that are detrimental to the energetic electromagnetic frequency of the body. A lot of people are having plastic surgery, and there's just, like we talked about, the genetically engineered foods, they're treated with a lot of chemicals. If the soil isn't good that the food is grown in, it's not going to support the body and the brain. We also have we're living in an unprecedented time where technology is being promoted unrelentingly, and the electromagnetic frequencies of most electrical devices is dissonant. It's a dissonant energy. It is not compatible with the natural electromagnetic frequency of the human cell. There's an Egyptian doctor named Dr. Karim. He's found a way to neutralize the energies of these electrical devices. Biogeometry is one of the the ways that he helps to neutralize the energy through biosignatures. And there's ways that people can utilize to help the interior and the exterior health of the body, but you definitely always want to look at what you're putting in your body, whether it be a breast implant, all the way to the moisturizers that people use, the shampoos, the soaps. There's, you know, you just have to really be careful because there's a lot of technically dangerous ingredients in vitamins and health products, even in, you know, natural foods. There's a lot of loopholes. So my advice to people is, you know, stick with what is the most simple and the most natural. And you don't have to do a lot of research. You don't have to spend a lot of money. The simpler, the better. And, you know, always research whoever it is that you're going to have help you to do any kind of surgery or implant. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure out there to be beautiful. And, you know, if you start inside, you're bound to have good results. You can get a lot of plastic surgery, but if your body isn't healthy, you know, it's going to be very fleeting, and it's going to be stressful, and it's going to you have to seek balance in all aspects of your life. So that would be my advice, is to just Take life with what you hear in the media and the unrelenting campaigns to promote you know, beauty, especially for women. Take it with a grain of salt and just know that you are already beautiful and you have what you need to work with. Nature has given you that, and it's not rocket science. All you have to do is decide to do it and follow through to the best of your ability, and then allow it to teach you and create a lifestyle around the natural cycles and the natural processes that we already have and that we've always had to work with.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the hour, Carrie. Would you like to give your contact information?
Of course. If people would like to, they can go to my website, CarrieLesperance.com, and that's CarrieLesperance.com. They can email me at Carrie@CarrieLesperance.com, and the book is available on Amazon.com. It's called The Seasonal Detox Diet, Remedies from the Ancient Cookfire. It's 25 years of research, 5 years to write, a labor of love, and at this point, it's been translated into several different languages, and it's been a staple for many people, and it's my own Bible. So blessings, and go forward and be happy and healthy.
Well, thanks for writing it. I'm going to recommend it to my patients. It's a good understanding of detox, and you know, many people really don't understand how important detox is. You're right; they just, you know, they get sick as they get older because they have not paid attention to this.
Exactly, and like I said, all of the oldest healing systems in the world are based on prevention, and prevention is the foundation of good health.
Right.
So, you again are responsible for yourself, and you know, it doesn't take a lot, but I think once people experience the results, I don't think that you ever go back. It becomes part of your lifestyle, and it's always there. It's always there as a tool. So it's self-empowering, and it also supports how we spend our money, how we spend our time. And when we help ourselves, then we can help others. So it's, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it. I also have a second book that's going to be coming out soon that helps people to support the emotional aspects of life and balance the inner and the outer. So that'll be coming up. And I'm excited about that. It's a companion to the first book, The Seasonal Detox Diet. Great.
Well, we're at the end of our hour, Carrie. I want to thank you very much for joining us. It's been very informative. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Michael Schrachner in Global Awakening, New Science in the 21st Century Enlightenment. Thanks a lot, Carrie, and appreciate you writing the book.
My pleasure. Thank you, Susan. Blessings.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.